Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, kings and queens from around the world in the chat room and on the phone. Welcome to Sunday Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And be sure and push 1 to get in the queue. Otherwise, your call drops down ahead behind other people. Okay. Let's see. And don't forget, we're here also on Monday nights at 6 p.m. Well, this is our last show for the year on Sunday. This is our last show, but that's okay. You know, we'll be back tomorrow night, which will be our last Monday night show, and then we'll be back on the 6th and the 7th of January. So you might want to write that down, the 6th and the 7th of January. Miss Nina and I will return. Okay, so we cover career, romance, finance, relationship, jobs, moving. We cover it all, and it is our pleasure and our honor to answer your questions. Remember, your destiny can change. You have control of your future. We will give you answers to the best of our ability. Now, what you do with the information is up to you. Now, psychic readings are done Monday through Friday, 11 to 7 p.m. on the website, www.theessenceofsuccess.net. If you don't want to do a reading right now, at least go on the website and subscribe. We appreciate that. If you want to donate, we appreciate that too. Also, we want to put out there, if you want as a Christmas gift, because when you book, you can put a later date and time that you want your reading. Remember, we do readings for one question is $20. 30 minutes is $30, just a dollar a minute, and same for 1 hour reading, $60. Okay, I'm saying this because what a great Christmas gift to have me and Nina read for a family member or a friend. Like I said, if you just want to give them a gift of one question, and it's only $20 or a reading for 30 minutes or 60 minutes, but what a neat gift. Okay, so just a thought. Think about that as the holidays progress on. Okay, and I think that's all, other than I'm going to turn it over to Nina, and I'll do prayers a little bit later here. So anyway, let me welcome on deck right now Miss Nina, my co-host and station manager.
Good afternoon, everyone, and Merry Christmas, because I guess I won't be talking to you again on Sunday until the New Year. So Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And like Lennis said, you can have both of us for $20 for one question, or $30 for half an hour, or $60 for an hour. Now you get both of us for that. Just think about that, folks. That's a really good deal. You can either have one of us or both of us. But anyways, I have some birthdays that I've got to get out, birthdays and anniversaries, for the rest of the year. So tomorrow is my brother-in-law John's birthday, and I believe John is going to be 59. So happy birthday, John. It's also my nephew James's birthday, and he will be 23. Happy birthday, James. My great-niece Meadow is on this Saturday, the 22nd. She will be 2, and she is so adorable, people. Oh, my gosh, you can just fall in love with that little one. On the 23rd, my niece Miranda and her husband Richard will be celebrating their 17th wedding anniversary. Happy anniversary, you two. I love you a lot. And on Christmas Eve, my granddaughter Cassandra, the light of both her grandpa's and my eye, will be 23. Cassandra, happy birthday. And I hope you get the university of your choice calling for you soon. But anyways, that's my birthdays and anniversaries for the remainder of the year. I hope you all thrive through the Christmas holidays. And remember, be kind to one another. All it takes is a smile. Don't put that Grinch face on. All right, Lennox.
Well, I have birthdays, too, so let me just come right behind you. Javon Wilford, happy birthday, darling. Happy birthday to Angela Campa, Mr. Russell Hubert. Happy birthday, Chris Davis, Mr. Carl Reed, activist. Happy birthday to Elena, Rosita Davis, Charlie James, Gowana Gregg. Happy birthday, Mr. Pierre Washington, one of our police officers here. Happy birthday to you, Angela Garcia, Geraldine Smith, James Ivy. And then I've got, since we are going to be gone the last week, happy birthday to Tanya Lowry. And Shamil Vicks, one of my nieces. Happy birthday to Bridget Scott, a cousin. And let's see, Cece Minans, another niece. And politician, Mr. McDermott, Jim McDermott. Happy birthday to you, sir. Always a blessing. And also Mr. Paul Davis and Steve Jenkins. Okay, that's it for December. So I think we're all caught up. Okay, ready for the prayers?
Sure am. Yep.
Okay, our highest good is now manifesting in every aspect of our lives. We are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony. We are all one with the higher power and the universe. So be it. Okay, and we're going to release all that bad karma. Hopefully for the last time, we release all karmic density out of our spiritual, mental, and physical bodies. We release all karmic density from our past, our present, and the future. We release all karmic density from the earth, moon, and sun, and from this timeline, this dimension, and multiverse. We create this impenetrable shield which blocks and prevents all negative energies from assailing us. And the last, every day, our will creates vibration and energy, pineal gland power, infinity of love, soul nourishment, and financial abundance, and with the most benevolent outcome. And the last one, of course, is the money. Hope everybody's enjoying Christmas shopping, but I hope you're staying within your means, too. You don't put yourself in harm's way come January. Make it happen here and now. In this timeline, density, dimension, and multiverse, something great is about to happen to all of us. The vibrations and energy of our souls, our pineal glands, and our higher selves gives us financial abundance in all ways. Give us what we ask for. Manifest a sign within 24 hours, cause and effect. We deserve all of this and more. Energies, vibrations, timelines, dimensions, and multiverses are opening up everywhere right now. Thank you, so be it. All our wills will be done. So be it. All right. I believe we're ready to begin, Miss Nina.
Oh, yeah. We're ready to rock and roll.
Okay. Our first call for the show is area code 347. Welcome to the show. You're on the air with Lennox and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tanika. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're most welcome, young lady. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, thanks.
All right. And what can we answer for you today?
I wanted to know what you guys saw for me with someone named Frank. We were talking, everything was going fine, and recently for some reason we just kind of have gone silent. And I don't really know like what the outcome is going to be and if there might be maybe other women or not in the picture. So just wanted to know what you guys see for us.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm getting judgments. Wow. Okay. That means. Gosh, I see this guy running away from you now. You two are standing there, and he turns around, and he's running down the street. Oh.
Yeah, that's what I picked up, too, Ramis. I picked up that he's gone. He's not coming back.
Yeah, I mean, he ran from her. I mean, I just see him sprinting, running down the block.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
It's a done deal. I'm not picking up right now, Nina, maybe you are, what happened between you, but as far as him coming back, no, that's a done deal. What are you picking up, Miss Nina?
I'm not picking up why. All I know is that, no, he's gone, and that's, yeah, they were telling me he's gone. He's not coming back.
Yeah, I got the same thing, too. I got judgments was the first thing, so I don't know, Tamika, what that means, but, yeah, it's a done deal. That relationship has ended. Yeah,
okay.
And I'm not seeing other women or all that kind of junk. No, it's just that we saw him leaving you, as the kids say, with the quickness. So whatever your last conversation was, that was it. That was the ending. So time to look for someone else new. Use your queen crown and find someone else new to make you happy. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Sorry. Didn't mean to hurt your feelings, but you know me and Miss Nina tell you the truth. We're not going to lie to you. So, all right. Well, have a good, better week. And
thank
try
you.
To smile. All right. Thanks for calling. Next call, area code 904. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hello?
Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Duh.
Come on.
904, you're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, I'm Liza.
Hi, Liza. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you? Thank you.
Terrific.
I was just calling to see what you saw for work.
Okay, as in what? New job or staying where you're at?
Yeah, I've kind of been out of work for a while. I was taking care of my parents, and now I'm getting ready to go back into work. And I was just seeing if you thought it was going to be an easy transition or.
Some things have changed from what you know. Are you going back to an old job, or this is a new job you're going to? Because I see changes.
Yeah, it definitely will be a change. I'm a registered nurse, so I've been out a while taking care of my parents, so, yeah.
Oh, no, that's fine, honey, yeah. Okay,
yeah.
Well, you're going back, but I see that some changes have taken place. Not saying you have to be trained now, something new training, but some changes have made within the organization. So not bad. You know, you can adapt. You're an adaptable personality, so that's not a problem for you. But that's all I see. I see you going back to work. Other than the changes,
awesome.
I don't see any problem. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Nina.
It's funny because, Liza, as soon as you started talking, what I saw were files on a desk and a stethoscope. And that's even before you said you were a nurse. So, yeah, definitely you're going back to work.
Yep.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yep.
That's very exciting.
Yep. Well, you know, you're going to be blessed. Yeah, go ahead, Nina. I'm sorry.
that's exactly what I was going to say to her. You are going to be so blessed. You're going to love your new job. And your life, for the next 3 to 6 months, I see no bumps in the road for you. I see you having an incredible work life and an incredible home life.
Oh, that's awesome.
Give that woman a clap. Yay. Yeah, that's beautiful.
That's a great Christmas gift.
Okay. Now you just go forth and find that job, okay? Because, there's a wonderful job waiting for you with wonderful coworkers. You are going to feel so blessed, honestly. Call us back, please. Let us know how well you're doing.
I definitely will call you back.
Okay.
Right.
Well, thank you, Liza, for calling. And God bless
you
and have a wonderful Christmas, young lady. Okay. I'm going to jump down to 58. I'm sorry?
I have got such a big grin on my face because I saw so many good things happening to Liza. Like, it's going to be wonderful.
Oh, that's good. Liza, you're on the right path, young lady. You're doing terrific. Beautiful. Okay, we're going to jump down to 518. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi. Good evening. This is Linda.
I'm sorry, what is your
name? Linda.
I didn't get... Oh, Linda.
Linda. Yes, Linda.
Okay, I got you now, Linda. Go ahead. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for taking my call. I would just like to know if there's anything I need to be focusing or working on, because it seems like I've been not sociable or doing anything in the last few years, and
I know. Why have you been holding yourself back? As you were talking, the angels told me you're holding yourself back. Why?
Yeah. Well, one reason, and I don't feel I fit in at most places where I live. I try to fit in, and it's like somebody always do something. I'm like, where did that come from? So I just shut down and get quiet and revert. Just come into myself. Yeah, it's been a lot, and it seems like it was ongoing constantly. So when that happens so much to you, you're like, well, what am I doing wrong? And so then you just kind of become introverted. And I'm not really like that.
Yeah, Linda, I'm picking up that, you like to be social. But you know what? Wait for a person to come to you, wherever you're living or working or whatever. Let the person come to you. Because I have a feeling that's the way it's supposed to be. Like, I think people coming to you and liking you and being around you. But you have to wait for them to come to you.
Oh, okay.
So go out.
Okay.
When you go pick up your mail, say hello to your neighbor or whatever. Say hello to them in the hallway, whatever you outside on the sidewalk. But leave it at that, and then eventually you will find that someone and very close to you. I see you becoming friends with somebody that lives fairly close to you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I saw that
too.
I was just going to ask her about
good,
it. Yeah.
Thank you.
No, you saw it. That's good, because I was going to ask her. There is a lady that's, real close. That really enjoys her friendship. Yeah.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Okay, but you already told her, so, we're on the same page. I'm just agreeing with you, Nina. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Yeah. You have people there that like you. Just give them a chance to come to you, and then you'll get to know them. And, I see a really good friend happening there.
Yeah, there's a lady. Yeah, you're just like sisters. You're so close. That's what I felt too, Nina. Just really close girlfriends, almost like sisters. Yep.
Oh.
Yep. And don't wear your heart on your sleeve, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I can feel you. You got a beautiful, beautiful heart. You're you're a beautiful being, but as Nina said, let them come to you. Don't you just open the package and give everything. Let them come to you and open it slowly,
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's all. You're sensitive, and, you know, when we understand that. So, you know, your feelings may get hurt right away, but don't let that bother you. You're a strong woman. You got a lot going on for yourself there, young lady. So just let them come to you, and, you know, you open up a little bit, but definitely that one lady that's your girlfriend, you two are going to be real close. She'll help elevate you, too, in your feelings and your emotions.
I don't know who that is, but it would be nice to learn who she is.
Well, you will.
You'll find out. Yeah, you'll find out. Just be patient. All good things come to those that wait. And you know what? That is really true. All you have to do is wait. It's like me waiting for my house to sell. All good things will happen. Just have to wait.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, let us know.
Thank you.
Give us a call.
Right.
Let us know, Linda.
I'll keep you updated. All right, then.
Okay, thanks for calling, and have a wonderful weekend.
Sure.
Merry Christmas, young lady.
Same to you, and Happy New Year.
You too. Very nice. Okay, you're listening to Sunday Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The chat room is open. If I didn't say that before, please forgive me. Brain fart. But anyway, the chat room is open, and Miss Nina is in the chat room. She moderates it, so just to let you guys know. All right, next call on the phone number is 646-727-2914. Be sure and push 1-646-727-2914 and push 1. Okay, thank you. All right, next caller is area code 480. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Keisha.
Hi, Keisha. How are you?
I'm fine.
Okay, welcome to the show.
Keisha, whatever you're doing, there's some rattling going on there. Yeah, please stop that. It's hard to concentrate when we have noise like that.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Okay, it stopped. So, Keisha, what's your question for us today, young lady?
I'm thinking about going into this opportunity, and I was wondering, how do you feel it panning out? Or will I get it?
Can you say that again, please?
Or will I get it, first of all, and how will it pan out in the long run?
What's the opportunity so we can concentrate?
I'm financial.
It's a job? Is that what you're asking? You apply for a
career.
Financial position?
It's more, right, it's a career, yes.
A career in finances.
Right.
Is that correct? Okay.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. The first thing that came up was school. Are you finished school for this?
School. Well, no. At the end of January, I'm actually going back to school for something totally different from finances. But, in the meantime, I'm trying to figure out some multiple streams of income so I can take care of myself to afford this education, you know?
Okay. So that's what I picked up with school. And, the finances will be there for you to go to school. If that's what you're asking, the finances will be there for you to go to school. But, school came up really, like, in my face.
Right. No, that's set in stone. Yeah. So I'm going back to school, definitely.
Yeah.
I think you're asking about finances right now. Is that what you're asking about? Until you start back to school?
Yeah, I understand that, Lennis, but that's what they were telling me. That's what came up first with school. That's why I inquired. And also, they are telling me finances will be there for her to go to school. Now, finances right now, I'm not picking up anything. Are you?
Mm-mm. Not right now. I saw January as well.
So this is just, so where I'm at now is basically how I'm going to be for the next couple of months then. Okay. I guess that's the answer. and that the money will be there for school. Don't worry. Don't worry.
Yeah, no, for sure the money will be there for you to go to school because, the school was first and foremost, like it was right in my, I couldn't even say anything else, but that's why I interrupted Lennis to begin with, because that school came out and it was there.
So
and
strong.
Then they were saying, and the finances are going to be there for you to go to school. So no worries about that. I'm sorry, Lennis and I both are picking up a blank for finances right now, so I guess it's going to be the status quo.
Yeah. I mean, we're just cold, but okay. I don't know. I don't think about something else. All right. Thank you so much. I'm sorry.
Just wait. Like Lennis told you at the beginning of the show, we're telling you what we are seeing for right now if you don't change anything that you're doing. If you want finances to happen right now, then you need to change what you're doing, okay?
Okay.
Then that would change. So if you want finances to happen right now, you need to change something and not go on the same path you're on right now. Understand?
Okay. Understand.
All right. Well, you have a wonderful week, and Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year.
Yes, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas as well. All right, you have a good day.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You too.
Bye.
And a wonderful week. Oh, you're welcome. Okay, very good. All right, next caller is area code 404. You're on the air with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, how y'all doing? My name is Ashia.
Ashia.
Your name is what? I'm sorry.
Yes, you said it right. Ashia. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, it's Ashia.
Ashia. Yeah,
Ashia. Ashia, yeah. With an A in front of it.
Right. No, she said it right, with the A in front of it, yeah.
Ashia.
You guys need to spell it for me. I'm sorry. I'm just, for some reason, my ear is not understanding what you're saying.
But she's saying it right. Okay, it's A-S-H-I-A.
And you pronounce it as?
Ashia.
Ashia. Okay. Okay. All right. I'm sorry. I like to be perfect. Correct. So Ashia. All right, young lady. Now that we've gotten through the ebonics of your name.
Are you
what
a Pisces?
Can we answer for you today?
Huh? Okay. My question is, this is a guy at my job or whatever. He's been harassing a couple of people, but he has, targeted me and tried to get someone to say that I made them cry or whatever. And she told my supervisor, but my supervisor hasn't told my manager, and he's already on one strike. So what do you see with that? Do you see my manager finding out or, do you see him, getting fired? You see that situation handling? Because I don't know why my supervisor is so scared to tell the manager. Because I'm going to tell her tomorrow.
Do you have a what is that in a company's not human rights? Oh, God, I can't even think. It starts... HR, there we go. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Corporate, yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Go to them. Go to corporate and talk to them. Do it that way. I would sit down and talk to your supervisor, too. Make sure that she knows what you're going to do, because it's sometimes when you go over their heads, and I'm picking this up quite strongly in this company, you need to go to her first so she knows what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then go in there. What's this guy's name that's causing all the problems?
Poor. He's a Libra. Poor.
Poor.
Thor?
Are you picking up?
I want to get his name again because I'm getting antsy feelings. What is his name again?
Yeah.
Thor?
Poor.
T-H-O-R, Thor?
No.
Poor.
Right, yes.
Starts with a P letter.
P as in pet. Patrick. Pool R. He's born. Pool. Oh, my.
Okay. I'm going to let Nina.
P-U-W-A-R. Pool R.
Okay.
P as in Patrick.
I got it now.
P-U-A-W-R.
You said he already has a strike against him right now?
He's on his last strike because I told on him for cussing at me.
Well.
And he was trying to get this one coworker to tell, to lie and say that I made her cry. And she, you know, and she told me and she recorded it.
Good for her. Good for
her. Yeah,
him.
Amen.
But she's scared, it seems like.
Well, yeah, she's scared of him because he's a bully. I'm picking up he's not a nice person.
That's what I was going to say, too, Nina. I said, this guy's a bully. Go ahead, Nina.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
He's a bully, and he just wants to push everybody around. For sure, talk to your supervisor, and then maybe the two of you go to corporate.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because I think he's talking to me because he know I'm not scared of him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. He is. You're right, because you stand up for yourself, and God bless you for that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep.
And see, because
the other
it's like they're scared, and I know I need her witness, because she got the recording, but I don't know if she's going to, you know.
She's a little reluctant. I can feel that she's a little reluctant, but as long as you stay strong, that will be her anchor, is you. She'll go forward.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't act weak in any type of aspect during this particular thing. So as you're strong, you'll be her anchor. She'll come forward with you. You know, just don't worry about right
trouble.
Is right and wrong is wrong.
Right. Yes, ma'am. You see them handling him, though, leaving the site?
Mm-hmm.
Because he's on his last strike. My manager, she told him, you got one more time, and you're gone. And see, she need people, though. We need a lot of officers, security.
Okay. Just go with your supervisor. Talk to your supervisor. The two of you go to corporate, and they'll be dealt with.
Okay.
Definitely. Okay. Yep. Because sure
I have my proof that I told on him the first time to my supervisor.
Right.
So, okay, I'll do that.
Yep, that's good. Always, whenever your conversation would ever get a copy, always have a copy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Well, I appreciate you, ladies.
You're going to be okay. I feel the end result of this, you're going to be okay. So, yeah, do what Nina said. Go, you know, sit down and talk to your manager or supervisor. And then you two go to corporate or whoever is the next up the ladder, your manager, whatever. But,
And check this out. We go to the same school.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Keep him away from you. Just don't have anything to do with him, no matter what, because he's a bully. A bully is a bully is a bully. They're always a bully.
Yes, ma'am.
A bully, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
But with you, him, you'll be fine.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll be okay.
Thank you, ladies.
And good for you for standing up for yourself too, Isa. So, good for you.
Thank you. Yes,
all right, well, let us know. Give me and Nina a call.
It might be the first
of the year. We'll be back. Okay.
All right.
Well, have a wonderful
night.
Week and Merry Christmas to you too. Happy New Year. Okay. I'm going to make this announcement just so in case anybody forgot. The Essence of Success staff is taking a vacation from the 23rd, which is next Sunday, until January 6th will be our return. So we're going to be off for a couple of weeks for our family and friends and things that we want to do. But anyway, so today and tomorrow, yes, definitely. You know, try and call into the show to your family and friends. You know, we'll be on the air tomorrow from 6 to 7, and, of course, today for another hour. So do call in. Lines are open. We're fixing to go to another call, but lines are open, so do call in. This is time for you to get those questions in, whatever, before the end of the month, before the end of the year. what's going to happen? Okay. Area code 313, you're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina.
Hi, Miss Linus, Miss Nina. How are you guys?
Fine, and you?
My name is Trish. I'm calling from Detroit.
All right, Miss Trish. How you doing today?
I'm doing okay. My birthday was a couple of days ago, so I, you know.
Well, happy birthday, young lady, Miss Sagittarius. Happy birthday.
Yeah. Well, my question is, I'm kind of feeling a little stagnant, and like everybody's just kind of showing me they look behind, and I'm just wondering if I'm something must be. Is it a solo something coming up for me or something?
Well, I will throw this out there. The full moon is the 22nd, everybody.
Right. Yeah.
Just to let you know, the full moon's the 22nd. But anyway, so go ahead, Trisha.
So that's
what
would
you like to know? Is it spiritual or
right.
people around
it's
you?
Something that exactly. I'm trying to see if what I need to do next or coming up is something that I need to be doing alone or I'm trying to stick in with some things, but it's not working.
Trisha, who's this man? I see a man standing facing you, right in front of you. Yeah, he's passed on. He is an elderly man, though.
Okay,
but I see him. He's
dad.
Not elderly. Maybe early to middle 50s.
Okay, maybe my brother.
Okay. Well, he's standing there right in front of you. And he wants to know, he would say, what's the dealio? Okay. What's going on? Yeah. He wants to know what's going on. He's standing in front of you and his hands are out like, what's happening? What's going on here? So he's concerned. Excuse me. He's your protector, too. Just to let you know, that's one of your guardian angels is your brother.
Okay.
Don't take people at their word as far as, I wouldn't lie to you, Trish. This is the truth about them. As soon as they say I wouldn't lie to you, that's when you need to be suspicious.
Okay,
and I'm saying because I see people... It's like they're telling tall tales to you, and they're not really expressing the truth of whatever that it could be, okay, in nature.
They're not
expressing the truth. It's more like they're telling you what you want to hear.
I feel that, too.
Than a person expressing their true, feelings. I'll put it like that. If you say the sky is blue, okay, it's blue, and they know doggone well it's raining, right?
Right.
But it's almost like they come to you because they feel that you're gullible. I don't believe that you're gullible because I see that you think about things.
I can see how they could think that way, though. I'm a very vivid person.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I'm saying. They find you gullible. That's what I'm saying. They come with, they tell you what you want to hear, but it's not always the truth. Tall tales. I see. Do you have a niece or younger daughter that's presenting to be a problem right now?
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay, then you need to break it down. And when I say break it down to this individual, it's like one and one is two. Talk to me like a child. Because as an adult, you think that you can talk to me anyway, right?
Right.
Talk to me as a child, then, if that's what helps you to understand.
Ooh.
But, This person doesn't want to listen. I see you giving very good information, maturity, mother, real good information, but this person doesn't want to listen. It's right. Like peer pressure. They really listen to their friends and they listen to what you're
right.
saying. Is it your daughter or a niece?
It's a great niece. Actually, it's my all of my niece passed away, and her daughter and her sons. My sister has been giving me problems, so I had them, and then now she's trying to take me to court, so I just let them go back. And so I'm trying to just decide if I want to, because it seems like people are just being deceptive, and it's kind of making me want to just leave.
Well, don't leave, but since she wanted them back, let her deal with it, and the outcome will be that they will return. I have a very strong feeling they will return, but let it go. Let it go. Let them go over there
right.
with your sister. Let the flow begin. Because they will speak up for themselves and say, I want to go back to Auntie Trisha's house.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So
okay.
sometimes you have to let things, you know, we get in the way. We ask God to help us, but sometimes we get in our own way. Instead of once you ask God, well, then let God and the angels do it. You know, take
right.
your hand
right.
off of it. Even though it may upset you, Trish, and piss you off, that's okay. Believe me, everything is under control. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all
that's,
right, even if it looks bad to you. It's still
right.
going to turn
exactly
out all right.
That's exactly why I'm thinking every time I'm dealing with people, it don't work out. That's why I'm wondering maybe I should be doing something by myself. Just worrying
that,
about
well,
me.
Well, yeah. Go ahead, Nina. I'm sorry.
Chris, you need to put yourself first over everybody else, and you've been taking a backseat to that lately. Now you
yeah.
need to look after yourself. Okay, so you need to go to a spa, have a massage, and just sit back and treat yourself like a queen. And
yeah.
let everything else do all the arguing and all the worrying, because you are doing everything right. They just need to realize
yep.
it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Okay.
Totally agree. Totally. Go
yeah,
ahead, Nina.
Sit down, look after yourself. And know you've done a great job, because you have. And
okay.
let the rest of them come to that, because you have done
mm-hmm.
a great job. Now they need to realize it.
I agree.
Okay?
Yep.
So
yes,
please go out this week and treat yourself like royalty. Do something really
yes.
special just for you.
Yes,
yes.
please.
Yes,
I deserve it.
I just came back for the Bahamas about 2 weeks ago, so
yeah, but that's still okay.
To...
Yeah, but still you need to make love to Trish. You know, you look good,
mm-hmm.
you smell good, if you find a man, taste good, okay? That's what time it
yeah,
is. We want you to make Trisha happy, make you happy,
okay.
you know. And
indeed.
Yeah,
sounds
don't worry
good.
About the rest. Just let it go with the flow. You're doing good. My mother always said, you know, the truth is going to come out, whether you know about it or not. Somebody knows the truth. So you just keep your head held up high, and as the kids say, pop your shoulder, pop your collar.
Right. Pop my collar, right. Exactly.
Yep.
Thank you, ladies. I really appreciate that. It was just the confirmation I needed, too.
Okay.
All
well,
right.
God bless you, and we love you, and Merry Christmas for me and Nina, and Happy New Year's to you, too, young lady.
Okay. Well, happy holidays to you ladies, too, and I love you guys, too, and you're doing a great job.
Okay.
Thank
you. Thank you. All right. Have a wonderful week. Thank you. Okay. So, yeah. So, 22nd, full moon. We're off from the 23rd to the 6th. What else can I say? Oh, just to put that out there so y'all know, which we'll be talking about it more in January, we'll be putting out a newsletter once a month. And that'll start in January. And we've got some shows coming up in January that are exciting that me and Nina feel you're going to really enjoy. Really enjoy. We're still going to do the psychic readings. Don't worry. We're not leaving you. We're going to be here, but we're doing some other stuff too, looking at some other areas to bring you some more information. So,
yeah,
Miss Nina?
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, you now have your 2-minute warning. We have no callers in the queue. I have no one in the chat room. Christy, you have a 2-minute warning as of right now. While I've got you and your captured audience, I just want to wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. If you could say a prayer for us so we can sell our house, please and thank you. It's getting down to the nitty-gritty, and we need to sell this house to move on. Lennis and I can always, always use your prayers as well, just to help us along in life. And, yeah, that's it for me. Lennis, have you got anything else you would like to add to that?
Just that everybody be safe during the holidays. Like I said, we're coming into the full moon for Christmas week. I mean, it starts Saturday, and, of course, Christmas is Tuesday. So just be careful, you know. I put out some safety warnings on our page on Facebook, the Essence of Success Network, and as safety items just to think about as you're out traveling or going about shopping or visiting friends or going to Christmas parties or New Year's parties coming up. Just safety things. We want you to be aware of your surroundings when you're driving. You know, just be aware and never let your kids' hands go. I mean, unless they're 14, 15, or 16 up in age, if they're little ones, even I'll say even up to sixth grade, I still got your hand because, you know, it's also that season for people to scam and do silly and stupid things. So always hold on to your child's hand while you're out shopping or whatever you're doing because it just takes a second for somebody to do something stupid. So, and like Nina said, continue to pray definitely for Nina. We want to see her house sold by the end of the month and start new adventures for her and her husband. And pray for me that life just keeps getting better and better. And I'm praying for y'all as well. Always, you know, when Nina and I say we're going to pray for you when you're going through something, believe me, we do. And Nina's our Reiki master, so she also sends healing your way as well. What else can I say? There no Wednesday show this week or Friday traffic jams. I was thinking about maybe doing a Christmas Friday traffic jam, but I don't know. If I do, look on the Essence of Success Network page, it'll be listed if I do decide to do some Christmas carols on Friday. If not, I am going to be playing the piano here at my place for the neighbors. Doing some Christmas songs and stuff. So that's my little giving back to the neighborhood.
That doesn't help me out any. Like, really?
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Sorry. They'll enjoy around here. Oh, gosh. Yeah. Play some Christmas music.
But I also want to remind you all, please do not drink and drive. Because we legalize pot up here in Canada. Don't smoke up and drive either. Like, really, pay attention, people. I don't want anybody to die, and I don't want anybody innocent to die or get hurt. So no drinking and driving, no smoking up and driving. Thank you.
Yes, always, because it's the holidays and people are drinking. Have a designated driver. You know the drill, y'all. Have a designated driver or have Uber's number, call Uber, and of course, you know, a cab or whatever, but Uber I think is quicker, but anyway, call Uber. So if you're out drinking and you want to enjoy, you don't have to worry about driving because someone will be driving you home. So yes, designated driver. And as far as smoking weed, it would be better if you just stayed in the house or wherever you're at with your friends and smoke because you do not want to get out there under the wheel. Your judgment and gauging will be totally off. So just like with drinking.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess our 2-minute warning is long tap. So, Lennis, let's close her out.
Okay. Well, we want to thank everybody from around the world in the chat room and on the phone for joining the show today. We really appreciate it. And if no one's told you they love you today, well, we do. And don't forget to think about giving a reading as a Christmas gift to a family or a friend. I think that would be really nice. It's something different, and it would be a neat gift. So think about that this week and next week as you're shopping. Put us on the Christmas list. All right, and Nina, well, I'll see you tomorrow night. Yes?
You bet. Merry Christmas,
okay.
Everyone. Happy New Year. All the best, and stay safe.
All right. Ditto from me. Good show. Thank you, Nina.
Silence takes over, saying all we need to say. There's endless possibilities in the moves we can make. Your kiss is giving every indication. If this heart of mine is right, by the time this night is over, the stars are gonna shine on two lovers in love. And when the morning comes, it's gonna find out.